Joining me in the studio now is Ed Monks, and Ed is currently the interim director over at the Florence Food Share. And Ed, welcome.
Nice to be here, George. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's do some background on you first, since you know some of the folks in the community may not have met you yet.
Right.
I happen to know you hail from New Jersey. We got to start there.
Right.
Kindred spirits.
Yes, I grew up in a town called Clifton, which is not far from Bloomfield,
right,
which is where you had a connection, if not.
That's where I was born.
That's where you were born.
East Orange Hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was born in Passaic General Hospital, lived in Clifton, went to high school there, graduated, and wound up going to college across the river, across the Hudson River into Manhattan, went to Columbia, studied political science, graduated there. Didn't know what I wanted to do, moved back to Clifton for a while, did such illustrious activities as refereeing basketball games, umpiring softball games.
Oh, be careful. Don't say that too loud. They'll have you doing that here before long.
And long story, I eventually decided to go to law school. I went to Seton Hall, which is in Newark, New Jersey, the law school is.
Yeah.
That's the same Seton Hall that lost to Wofford in the NCAA tournament last night.
Yeah, heard
a lot of people's brackets, I think. And I was working for an insurance company as a claims adjuster and a claims supervisor. In fact—
With your law degree or while you were getting your law
while
degree?
While I was getting.
Okay,
actually, I started before, and I was working with attorneys all the time. And it's a long story, but I got to handle big cases, big car accidents, big events, and enjoyed the investigative aspect of it, enjoyed the whole array of issues that come up. They're legal and they're practical and they're how do you investigate something and how do you talk to people? And I met a wide array of people. I'd be in a tenement in Newark in the morning, and then I'd go up to Bergen County, wealthy communities, interviewing CEOs of big companies. I said, what a great experience. So I decided to go to law school and was going nights. And it normally takes 4 years when you're going nights to graduate law school, 3 years if you're going full time. So I was working a lot. I was working close to 50 hours a week, taking 11 credits. But I had always had an interest in living in a place that I thought would be environmentally beautiful and environmentally conscious. So I got out my atlas. I got out the almanac. I started to figure out all the places that I thought I might like to live. And it was the summer of 1976. I traveled around the United States. I went to Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, Northern California, Colorado, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming, thinking those were the places that interested me.
Right.
And somewhere in that long ride, I had an epiphany that I wanted to live in Eugene, Oregon. I wanted to live 60 miles from the ocean and 60 miles from 10,000-foot mountains.
Do you ski?
I don't.
Oh.
Never have, other than one cross-country unpleasant experience. And the moment was actually clearly definable. Back in those days, because I was driving a lot, I'd actually pick up hitchhikers. Every so often, I'd even let them drive while I slept in the back.
Wow.
Which was something I'd never do again and probably shouldn't have done even back.
Well, you're still here, so
yeah, I am.
Okay. Maybe today I might not.
But I was driving, and I was somewhere in Utah, and I decided, I'm going to Oregon. And I took out a pad, and I wrote down the date, the time, and I have decided to move to Oregon. So went back to New Jersey, finished up law school in one more semester, so 3.5 years. I had to take extra credits. Came out here, took the bar exam in February, and
just once. Well, there you go.
Passed what's known as the multi-state section, so I could have got admitted to both the Oregon and New Jersey bar by virtue of the test. Chose only Oregon.
You didn't want any ties to maybe draw you back? Is that what it was?
I felt I could go and do it later if need be. And right. I think I had a year to accept. And I told myself, I'm going to go to Oregon. I don't know one person in this state. I have no promise of the job. I have some debt. And I was driving a 1969 Plymouth Suburban station wagon that I'd sleep in at rest areas. I came out here. Keep in mind, New Jersey has two law schools and at that time, 7 million people. Oregon had less than 3 million people and had three law schools. Mm. So there was a lot of competition for jobs here. And I would go to law firms in Eugene, just walk in, resume, try and talk to the partner. And sometimes I'd meet people, and I met an interesting group of attorneys along the way. But I did that for about 2.5 months before I got the promise of a job. And so to give you an idea what my day would look like, I'd drive out. There's two rest areas on I-5 in each direction, north and south. And I didn't know if there was somebody who'd keep records and make sure you weren't sort of living out of those places. So I'd come into town after having slept in a rest area. I'd go to the Y. I'd spend $2 for a shower. I'd get prettied up, shall we say. Mm-hmm. I'd go to the law firms. And after a while, I would occasionally stay in a motel, much better way to do things. And then I played basketball underneath the overpass at Washington Jefferson Bridge in Eugene. Mm. And I had played basketball in high school and in college and got to know people through basketball. And people I knew began to say, hey, you could stay in my place if you want. You could sleep on the couch. Anyway, after 2.5 months, I got the promise of a job and started in September 1977 working for a law firm in downtown Eugene. And the firm did a lot of criminal law, but I did primarily civil law.
All right. So let's fast forward then. Where along the line did you find a passion for, I guess you'd have to have a passion for helping folks with less, since the food share is about helping folks with less. When did that become a passion?
You know, I had a little of it all the time. In fact, when I was a claims adjuster, I used to call myself a people's adjuster. I wouldn't pay claims that were really worthless, that people would bring just for nuisance value, but I'd pay fully a fair amount for people who were legitimately injured as a result of my insured's conduct. As a lawyer, I did a fair amount of personal injury case, the injured person side, fighting for some degree of justice. That sort of played a part in my law practice. But then in about 1986, I went on the board of directors of Catholic Community Services of Lane County. And it was a small organization at the time, but I stayed on that board or worked for that organization for a total of 25 years. I became executive director of that organization for the last 8.5 that I was there. Along the way, I was on the board of directors of St. Vincent de Paul Society mm-hmm. of Lane County and of Catholic Charities in Portland. I was on their board for 14 years. I liked doing work that felt meaningful. And that's what I did.
So how'd you get hooked up with the Florence Food Share?
Well, a number of years ago, I bought a place over here and been coming over regularly. I'd heard Florence Food Share. And then a few months ago, I was looking at, I don't know how I came across it, but it was I think they call it a chamber blast. The Chamber of Commerce sends out something, and it said that Florence Food Share was looking for an interim part-time executive director. And I had done a lot of that work, either as executive director of Catholic Community Services or been around that kind of work mm-hmm. in my board of directors work. I had heard good things about Florence Food Share. I just had a good feeling about it. I had a food distribution manager who worked for me in Eugene. He said good things about the organization and about a prior executive director, a woman named Karen Lynn, I believe. And so I gave the board chair a call. We had a couple conversations. I met with a few board members, and they offered me the position of working for them while they were busy looking for a full-time director.
So what are some of the things that you have to be responsible for in the current position?
Well, the mission of the organization is to alleviate hunger in Western Lane County. And what we do is distribute food to people who meet low-income requirements as established by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA. And it's a complicated web, but the USDA distributes food to the Oregon Food Bank, who in turn distributes food to Food for Lane County, an excellent organization. And then Food for Lane County distributes it locally to a number of organizations, including those in Eugene and Florence Food Share here. And so our job is to make that system run smoothly in conformance with the requirements that are established by the USDA and the Oregon Food Bank and Food for Lane County. And so there's a low-income requirement in order to be eligible for the service. And the most basic food is what's called pantry shopping. People come through, they're allowed to come through up to 18 times per year, and they acquire a 3 to 5 day supply of food. And there's everything from meat, dairy, produce, canned goods. There's some specialized foods for people with dietary needs, people who are diabetic or people who are have celiac disease, whatever. We try to accommodate them. And we try to do it efficiently. We have less than 3.25 FTE. That's full-time employment. We have a total of 6 paid employees, but they're mostly part-time. And we really total just over 3 full-time employees, which is, when you consider that last year we distributed over 500,000 pounds of food, that's a pretty efficient operation, that few employees getting that much food out. We're lucky to be able to do that because we have this fabulous system of volunteers, really dedicated people. We have a waiting list of people who want to be volunteers for our organization. They are, I sit in the office back there, and I've been doing it for 2 months now, and I watch what goes on outside, and the clients interact favorably with the volunteers who are assisting them in getting food. They interact favorably with the staff. It really runs rather smoothly. It's an impressive thing to be around. And the active board is also a part of that. We have an 8-member board, and at least half of them are there on a regular basis doing work or volunteering. Well, work. They're there for free. Yeah. They're just helping.
So obviously there's an ongoing effort to raise funds and bring in food in addition to what you receive from the federal agency that trickles down through to us. What are some other things that people might not know that are needs that the Florence Food Share is experiencing?
As an organization, we, as I said, operate economically and efficiently, and we get a lot of grants. We get grants from the various tribes. And what we need is sometimes money for operating costs, the basic stuff of keeping the doors open. There's all the utilities associated with the building.
Power, water, yeah.
Power, water. We have a fabulous quarter-acre garden in the back with 60 raised beds with 5 2,500-gallon containment facilities where we use rainwater runoff and store it and use it for irrigation. We have a big system of freezers, refrigerators, walk-in cooler, walk-in
freezer.
Which also
need upkeep.
Which need upkeep, and the cost of electricity is not inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And we have a truck. Walmart was kind enough to donate a truck to us several years ago, and we take good care of it, and that's working, but there's upkeep. And there is the 3.25 employees that need to be paid. Mm-hmm. But the organization does a good job with the money it's given, but it can always use donations from the community, both of money and of food.
Right. Well, Ed, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate getting to know you a little bit better, and look forward to, you know, whatever great things you decide to continue to do in our community. And
thanks, George. And you keep up the good work. You're doing a good job here, even by bringing in people who represent organizations like the one I'm associated with. And you're doing a service.
So. Thank you. That's what we love to do.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Keep it up.
Ed Monks, everybody. Florence Food Share. The Sayous Law News, in conjunction with several other newspapers in the region, have started a series on suicide. We'll talk with Ned Hickson right after this.